Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train and let's ride. I got another story for you. It was a very wet day last Wednesday. It rained all day. I went out to walk my dog and I got really wet. My dog was wet too. I looked up at the sky. "Is it raining or what?" I said. I looked down at her. My dog is a girl. Her name is Shelby. She looked like she felt cold. We were far from home. I felt cold too. I looked down at the grass. There were little spider webs all in the grass. They were wet too. The grass was wet. The trees were wet. The sky was gray. "It's really coming down," I said. Shelby looked like she wanted to keep going. We started walking again. The ground was muddy, and my shoes were very, very dirty. Shelby's paws were very dirty as well. Some birds were flying in the sky. They made bird sounds. I felt cold and wanted to go home, build a fire, get warm. But we were a long, long way from there. I heard the engine of a car approaching and put my hand out with the thumb pointing up. The car stopped about 20 feet ahead of me. That's about 6 meters. I ran up with my dog and asked if we could ride.
"Where to?"
the man asked in the car. "Haytown," I said. "At least, in that direction." The driver said, "Sure, come on in." And we got in the car. The car was dirty. There were papers all around and old hamburger wrappers. It smelled like a human, who I assumed was the human driving the car. But I found out I was wrong about that. "This is my brother's car," said the man driving. He looked about 65 years old. He was smiling gently at me and my dog. "He just died, my brother." I didn't say anything for a minute, but looked at him to make sure he wasn't joking. He still had that gentle smile on his face, which looked a little sad now that I knew his brother had just died. "I'm sorry," I said. "What happened?" "You know, he liked to drink a lot." "Oh," I said. "Nothing he liked better in the world," he said. "I'm sorry he died," I said.
"Me too," he said.
"But I'm glad to be alive myself." Then, he said, still looking at the road with one hand on the steering wheel, "And I'm glad to be alive with you." That being such an unusual thing to say, I looked back at him to see if I could read his face. He was crying a little bit. I could tell that he meant what he'd said. "I'm glad to be alive with you too," I said. I looked down at my dog, Shelby. She was sitting on my feet and felt warm on my toes. "Do you believe you'll see him again?" I asked.
Oh, I don't know, he said. I'm not religious. But yeah, I think I'll see my brother again someday.
I know you will then, I said. I felt sorry for the man and hoped I would say the right things. But I remembered when my father died, I could tell people were searching for the right thing to say, and that was enough to show me they cared. I was sad, but I really appreciated just being alive. I looked at him and said the exact same thing that had just passed through my mind. I remember when my father died. I was sad, but I really appreciated just being alive. He looked at me and smiled, but didn't say anything more. "What's your dog's name?" he asked. "Shelby," I said.
"You're kidding," he said.
"That was my brother's name."
"Whoa," I said.
"But this Shelby's a girl."
"She's also a dog," he said.
I looked back at him. He was laughing. The rain kept coming down. I had a weird but good feeling that Shelby was listening, and wherever he was happy. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to see you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.